I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, welcome back to the golf show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I want to remind you to join Craig Riley every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for Garage Sports Trivia live on 93.7 The Fan Instagram. It's brought to you by Precision Garage and BetRivers.com. Craig has some, always has interesting stuff on his show, and it's worth a listen. Okay, as we move on into the golf season, you know, we're playing tournaments, we're social distancing, we're trying to do all the things that we, A, like to do, and B, need to do in order to keep doing those things. So, we have a new thing, for lack of a better word, and my guest will now tell us exactly about that. Bob Gillespie is the player development coordinator for the Tri-State PGA, and he's joined us this morning, and we're going to talk about something that the Tri-State is unveiling. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Mike, I'm doing well. Good morning to you. Great to be with you.
Well, thank you, and right back at you. So tell us about this new initiative that you guys are putting together and unveiling and all of that good stuff.
Sure, Mike. We're happy to announce the PGA Reach Tri-State Foundation. And what the PGA Reach Tri-State Foundation is it's a 501c3 charitable organization of our section. So many of you are familiar with our tournaments, with our junior golf, with everything that we do. But there's another component to the PGA, another component to the PGA of America, and this is where our foundation comes into it. What we are going to do is we're looking at three unique pillars. The first pillar deals with our youth. So many of you, are familiar with our youth programs, our Isley's Junior Golf Tour, the Drive, Chip, and Putt, and then the PGA Junior League, which brings team golf to our juniors. Our second component is the military aspect, which is our PGA Hope program. And many of you have heard about our PGA Hope program. I know it's been brought up on your show a couple times, Mike, this year. Of course, last year you had Ron Lucas. Ron is our coordinator of the program, and Ron runs some fantastic events for the vets here in Western Pennsylvania. And the final option is the diversity initiative. And the diversity initiative, really getting various people into the game of golf. And we're real excited about these three pillars that we're going to be able to bring to Western Pennsylvania.
That sounds like an awesome trio of things to work on. What was the impetus for the initiative and getting it started?
Well, I think Mike, the initiative here was we see a golden opportunity to grow our game. As you know, we are the experts in the game. We're the experts in the business of golf, and be able to bring this game to everyone. You know, many of us who are in the golf business started at a young age. We started in that youth opportunity. And now being able to mix the three pillars together, we can bring this game that we all love, that we all cherish, we all think about on a daily basis, if not, you know, minute by minute, and bring that out to even more people and give those folks the opportunity to see how great our game is.
So what are the steps now as you unveil this and start it? What takes place now and how does it get started?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do now is we really just get out there and, you know, we work with the community. We let them know kind of what our mission is, you know, what our core values are to kind of get this out there and, you know, let folks know exactly what we're doing. Obviously, it's a big undertaking for the section. You know, we're looking forward to really just kind of marketing this and getting this out to the, you know, to everyone to see, hey, we have these options, we have these opportunities through these three unique pillars to get out there and really grow our game.
I don't know how much knowledge there was before you coming on today about this, but have you talked to anybody yet, any groups or people in the community?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly are, you know, we're certainly getting the word out. You know, I think from the youth and military standpoint, it's already out there to some extent, you know, and as we start to work, you know, the diversity initiative too, you know, I think it's going to be, you're going to see us at a lot of community events. You're going to see us doing a lot of those things to grow the game. So we have had some conversations with some local folks to get it going. So I think you're going to see a lot of exciting things coming down the pike here in the next few months.
So one of the things that I don't know that I'm necessarily surprised by, but really sit back and smile every once in a while about is this surge of interest and participation by the kids in your junior programs. Can you talk about that, how successful that's been from your standpoint?
Absolutely. We have been very, you know, very blessed and very lucky to have an extensive junior program. And I think it starts really with our junior tour, the Isley's Junior Golf Tour. And if I can, I certainly want to, give a shout out to Jim Conroy and his staff at Isley's. They have been huge supporters of what we've done junior golf-wise in the section. And, you know, this year, for the first time since 2009, we sold out all of our events on the Isley's Junior Golf Tour. And it's been a lot of fun for us, a lot of fun for our staff to see this, to go to an event and really see the kids excelling, the kids having fun. We've been very, very fortunate that our PGA professionals in our section have embraced our Junior Golf Tour. They've embraced the opportunity to grow the game. And when you look at the schedule that we put together this year for 2020, it's a pretty good schedule. It was a pretty good schedule with the likes of Shannapin and Valley Brook and some of those other golf courses that we were able to get these kids out to play. It's been incredible. The PGA Junior League is also a growing initiative that we have done through the PGA of America, and we're seeing fantastic numbers. And I think, Mike, you know, one of the things here is kids want to be outside. They want to be involved. They want to be playing golf. And I think we've positioned ourselves well here in the Tri-State section to give the kids what they're looking for, you know, that quality golf, the team golf in the case of the PGA Junior League. And it really is, you know, it's really starting to boom here in Western Pennsylvania.
Bob Gillespie from the PGA or the Tri-State PGA is joining me this morning. How many kids are we talking about that a rough number, I understand, but how many kids have you seen out there this year?
We've seen on our junior tour, we have about 325 players that will play during the course of the season. Each of our events has 100 players that we allow to play in each individual event. So on the Isley's tour, we're looking right, like I said, membership's right about 325 with about 100 players at each event. On the PGA Junior League side, we're right around 525 players. And I think that's it's a testament to, you know, to the interest in golf. And even during, you know, during the uncertain times, you know, parents and players certainly realize that the golf is a very important part of the development for, you know, for our kids.
Yeah. And, you know, I think anyway, and I don't know whether you'll agree with me or not, but this that we're talking about is very important because it gets the kids started, gets them interested, gets them wanting to be better. And I think all you have to do is look at the young men and women who are out there playing now who maybe didn't have this when they were, you know, youngsters, but they still have grown, maybe not by the numbers that, that we might like, but I mean, you look around at the, you know, 18, 20-year-old guys that are out there now, we have a very strong junior presence. And that hasn't always been the case. And this, I think, will only help that.
Mike, you're absolutely right. You know, I look at some of the stuff you were talking about this morning with, you know, with Rocco Salvetti and, you know, Jessica Myers you talked about as well. I mean, they've grown up in our program, and, you know, which is really kind of neat. But when you look at, you know, and you touched on some of the, you know, some of the older, when you look in kind of that mid-20s, it was out there, certainly, but it wasn't out there to the extent that these players have the opportunity now. And I think you're 100% right that it is just, it's just going to grow, and it's just going to give, you know, players the opportunity to really, you know, develop. And they are the next generation of our game. And you know that, Mike. And, you know, for us to be able to get to them at a young age through the PGA Junior League, through draft, chip, and putt, they get that itch. They realize, okay, this is exactly what I want to do. This is how I want to do it. And it helps everyone. It helps the club atmosphere. It helps our public golfers, our resorts. You know, they're, we're building this into the players to get them out there and get them excited about our game.
I think about this. It used to be when you would go to a golf course, public or private, whatever, and you would see that there were kids out on the golf course. Maybe not a lot of them, but there were, you know, they were out there. And your first reaction was, oh, brother, it's going to be a long day. You know, we got to follow these kids. And then you watch a couple of them hit tee balls that disappear from sight. And, you know, you get up on the tee and you're hoping you get it on the fairway somewhere. And that has just evolved and to the point, like you said, a kid like Rocco, I mean, he hits the ball a mile, and more and more and more kids are doing that. And like you said, it's great for the game, especially at the grassroots level where they're learning all this stuff.
Absolutely, Mike. You know, it is, and it is. It's fun to see the players out at the golf course. And you're 100% right. You know, I think that there was that, you know, thought you get out there and you're rushing to get there because you want to get in front of that, you know, that group of 11-year-olds or 12-year-olds that's teeing off. And then you quickly realize when you're watching them on the tee, wow, they can play. And it is definitely a testament to, you know, to them and to the instruction they're getting from our professionals and moms and dads. It's great. I mean, it really is. It's fun to watch them grow, and it's fun to watch them mature on the golf course.
And it's funny, you not only wanted to get ahead of them on the golf course, but as you watch them and learn how they can play, you don't necessarily want to play with them either because you don't want to be embarrassed by an 11-year-old.
That's Bob, exactly right, Mike.
Bob, this is sounds like a wonderful program and innovation, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more about it as we go along. And I wish you guys a lot of success. And like I said, we'll be talking about it as you get more and more things out there.
Yeah, we certainly will, Mike. And you know, we thank you obviously for the time and your dedication to the game of golf. And we'll look forward to sharing more stories because there certainly will be many stories on all three of these pillars that we're excited about.
All right, Bob, thanks for coming on with me this morning. I'll see you out on the trail soon, I'm sure.
Very good. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Bob Gillespie, the of the Tri-State, he's the player development coordinator, and this new program is certainly going to be a player development thing. All right, it's time for our next break. You're listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.